Welcome to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Now, here's a special clip from our show in the category of world news.
And lastly, here under world news, we're going to be talking a bit here about the crazy hurricanes that have been hitting us here. So there's Hurricane Maria, as some of us may know. It's a Category 4, and it's heading towards, as of Monday afternoon, it's heading towards, you know, Dominica in the Caribbean's Leeward Islands towards Puerto Rico. The eye and the intense inner core is expected to actually pass near Dominica during the next few hours. This is according to the National Hurricane Center. This is about 5 p.m. 5 p.m. yesterday. Maria is likely to affect Puerto Rico as an extremely dangerous major hurricane, and a hurricane warning has already been issued for the entire island. So Maria has actually packed winds of 130 miles per hour, bringing in the chance of a life-threatening storm surges, and, you know, it could be really, really bad for them over there. For the first time in 85 years, Puerto Rico is expected to suffer a direct Category 4 hit. So the governor, like I said, has declared a state of emergency, and they are starting evacuations. So Puerto Rico had actually sheltered many of the evacuees who fled Hurricane Irma in other Caribbean islands. Now those evacuees, native Puerto Ricans, are bracing for another catastrophic hurricane, and they have to make moves themselves. So what can we expect, though, with all that's going on out there? Other Leeward Islands are now going under, you know, they're going under hurricane warnings as well. Guadalupe, the Dominica, St. Kitts, as well as Antigua, Barbuda, Saba, St. Martin, St. Lucia. There's many of them out there, of course, and they're all going through a very devastating time trying to find shelter and trying to find protection during the gathering and getting together for Hurricane Maria. They are expecting up to 12 inches of rain and even maybe 20 inches in some areas, and they're expected to actually deluge the central and southern Leeward Islands through Wednesday night, the National Hurricane Center said as well. But that's not it, of course. We also are aware of Hurricane Jose, right? That's another one that's going up and around. So while forecasters don't anticipate that Jose making landfall in the United States, it's expected to cause dangerous surf and rip currents along the East Coast in next few days, the Hurricane Center said. So Jose is expected to produce total rain accumulations of 3 to 5 inches above eastern Long Island, southeast Connecticut, southern Rhode Island, and southeast Massachusetts, including Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, and that's all through Wednesday. So, why? Really, why? How is all this happening? You know, why? The U.S. has never been hit since we started collecting records in 1851 by two Category 4 or stronger hurricanes in the same season, said Jeff Masters, a meteorologist and the co-founder of Weather Underground. If Irma follows the current National Hurricane Center projection, that will happen. And really, has anyone actually stopped to think about this? So we actually stopped to think about what that actually means and what they're actually telling us. Why is this happening? Now, some of us may have instantly thought of HAARP. That may have came to mind. You know, you may think of HAARP when you think of all these crazy natural disasters. And some of you that may have never heard of HAARP, it actually stands for High Frequency Active Aerial Research Program. And it's an ionospheric research program established in 1993. It's funded by the U.S. Air Force, the U.S. Navy, the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, which is known as DARPA. Now, HAARP, it's definitely gotten a bad reputation ever since its commencement. People have not had nice things to say. And honestly, what makes HAARP susceptible to conspiracy criticism is simple. The facility doesn't open its doors in the same way as other federally funded research facilities around the country do. And it doesn't go to that great effort to explain the importance of the research that's actually being done in this building to the public. You know, it's kind of been kept secret for a very, very long time, which a lot of things, of course, in our government have. But of course, it's going to lead to a lot of skepticism. And then when we actually hear about what it actually does and what they're, you know, doing with that stuff over there, it seems a little fishy. Actually, in August 2016, last year, the program decided to have an open day where they actually invited visitors and they actually were able to tour the complex because they were trying, I guess, to get some friendliness going on. But are there any legitimate reasons that all this happened? Why are we having hurricanes back to back to back? Really, really strong, horrible Category 4 hurricanes. Apparently in early July, Colt-Back's team of Tropical Meteorology Project predicted that the Atlantic Ocean would experience an above average hurricane season this year. And it's because of a few different reasons. They believe it could be due to weak wind shear, hurricane loss potency, when winds near the ocean surface blow at one speed and direction while the winds in the upper atmosphere blow in another. And the difference, or that shear, causes a hurricane to physically tilt like a top, which actually dampens the force of the winds emanating from it. So that's one way. And then 2 and 3 would actually be the warm Atlantic Ocean temperature that extends deep underneath the water, as well as the higher level of moisture in the air. Those two together brewing right there in that sea temperature. It's about 85 degrees Fahrenheit, and that's exactly where Irma was before it picked up and, you know, got a little crazy on us. So there you have it. I mean, it's quite possible that, you know, HAARP is involved in, you know, a lot of the things that's going on with these natural disasters. It definitely is crazy how we've literally never seen anything like this. This many Category 4 or stronger hurricanes in one season, back to back, nearly 3 of them on the map at one time. It was scary. It's really, really scary. And yeah, I think of climate change. I think of HAARP. I think of all the different things that could possibly be coming into play. But all I know, one thing that I do understand, is that something is happening. Something is shifting. There is something going on, and there is a change happening, because it's never happened to us before. And maybe, of course, you know, it's hard to say. I think they've been actually recording it since 1851, which that's a few centuries. I mean, that's quite some time at this point. So I feel like we've really gone through a lot of hurricane seasons to really understand that, yeah, this doesn't happen. This many Category 4s, this many strong hurricanes. It doesn't happen that periodically. So honestly, I want you guys to look a little bit deeper into HAARP, search their programs, look into it, climate change as well. What is it that you think could be happening right now out in those crazy Atlantic oceans? And thank you guys so much for joining us. We want to let you guys know, of course, check us out on believe.love. That is a great, great website, or on youtube.com/believeloves you. Or Facebook as well. Please like us and follow us there as well, facebook.com/believeloves you. I'm Vanessa, and I look forward to seeing you back soon.